In the San Francisco Bay Area, there's been only one confirmed SARS case. The concern about a potential spread of the disease has led UC Berkeley to announce that students from several affected countries would not be allowed to attend summer school on the campus. Fear of the virus also has had a chilling effect on business in San Francisco's Chinatown. From member station KQED, Deirdre Kennedy reports.
Chinatown's normally bustling markets are not really bustling these days. In fact, traffic is so abnormally light, you can even find a parking space on the street. The SARS epidemic couldn't have come at a worse time for merchants here. Tourism has been down since 9/11. The dot-com crash and the April tax season have caused many customers to tighten their belts. And now worries about SARS have scared away even local Chinese residents and lunchtime visitors. Peter Chin is a poultry wholesaler. He says business hasn't been this bad in 30 years.
In my store, going down wholesale 50%. Retail going down by 30%.
Chin has started laying off workers from his small staff. April and May are the months when souvenir shop owners gear up for big sales. They usually travel to China's Guangdong province to stock up on cheap gifts for the summer tourist season and Christmas. But this year, Terry Lam at Starlight Travel has seen an 80 to 90% drop in her Asia business.
I think this SARS is worse than 9/11. It's a bigger scare because this is something that you really have no control once you're over there. It's like a chemical war. You know, you don't know what you're going to breathe, who you're going to be around.
Lam has cut back her three employees to half days in order to avoid laying any of them off. But one group that's getting plenty of business is hospitals, pharmacies, and stores that sell traditional Chinese medicine. At the Dongtai Jinsen Herbal Store, Celine Chu scoops pungent dried plants and gnarled sticks onto pieces of paper. Business at her shop has been shored up by a steady stream of customers coming in to buy Chinese herbal remedies they believe will fight SARS.
They usually copy from the Chinese magazine, newspaper, have the special formula. The recipe is from China, Hong Kong, Peking, have the special formula like special wood, flour, that kind of herb.
No treatments have been proven effective against SARS, herbal or otherwise. The nearby Chinese hospital has been seeing an epidemic of hypochondria, people who may or may not have the flu and are convinced they have SARS. Infection Control Coordinator Stuart Fong.
People coming back from a 15-hour flight will always have a sore throat, muscle ache from sitting in uncomfortable seats. And sometimes, you know, when they come in here, they convince themselves they have a fever, which is one of the criteria for SARS, and they don't have a fever.
The number of people showing up at the emergency room has declined from half a dozen a day to three or four a week. But Fong says people outside the Chinese community are still very nervous.
I've had calls from school districts where teachers call, or parents would call saying, you know, we're planning a field trip to Chinatown, is it safe to come? And I assure them that it is safe.
Spokeswoman Rose Park says she's trying to attract groups that believe a trip to Chinatown is a good alternative to risky overseas travel.
I try not to be too pessimistic, otherwise you get really depressed. And we're hoping that because of the SARS situation in Asia in general, that people won't travel out of the country, but instead they'll come to San Francisco, the gateway to the Pacific.
Chinatown officials hope that the fear of SARS in the Bay Area will subside when the number of cases in Hong Kong and mainland China start to drop. But that's not likely to be soon. The World Health Organization forecasts this week that the SARS epidemic has not yet reached its peak. For NPR News, I'm Deirdre Kennedy in San Francisco.